Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? Ew, seriously. They squeeze the grease out of the wool and process it with chemicals, and then you eat it. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I got rid of products I didn't want anywhere near my body. I found that many multivitamins contain high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and even lacked some of the nutrients we actually needed. So what did I do? At 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. Ritual's products are made traceable, meaning we share the science and sourcing for every single ingredient. For example, our vegan vitamin D3 comes from sustainably harvested lichen in Nottingham, England, not sheep. We trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. See for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast. Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Hey, babe.
It's Aisha. Christina. Nice to meet you.
This is Quality Queen Control.
What is happening? Happy Wednesday, angels. How is everybody feeling? Ugh, oh my gosh. Last week, you guys know I had a guest on, Hannah. I have so many more guest episodes that I'm doing. Wow. It has truly been a blessing, my podcast. And first of all, to even think that my podcast does so well when primarily it was all solo episodes, I definitely don't want to only turn my podcast essentially into only, you know, having guests on, because I very much enjoy doing the solo episodes like I'm doing today. So I will always incorporate solo episodes for eternity. But, you know, now just to spice things up a bit and just hearing different people's perceptions on certain things, I find to be intriguing. So primarily, the things that I'm interested in are, of course, human behavior, human psychology, and overall relationships. Relationships with ourselves, relationships, you know, that are romantic, relationships with money, like we talked about last week, relationships with, let's say, food. Like, I'd love to have someone on and talk about that. There are so many different ways that we can dive into relationships, period. And just a brief update, as you guys know, if you check my community board, my Instagram was deleted again for the second time in 4 months. And it really does suck because I have zero clue as to what is causing this suspension or disabling of my account. And it does feel very uncomfortable because it's literally like showing up to your office and the building is burned down or it's missing. And so it really just has sort of created this anxiety that I have around Instagram because it just feels so unsafe for me to be on there because it's like, I don't know what's causing these issues. I don't post any content that is inappropriate or offensive. So I don't know exactly what would be causing this. So we will see if I will be able to get it back. I don't know for sure, but yeah, that happened. And also, I recently found out that this amazing YouTuber named The Wizard Liz gave me like a shout out, and I had no idea. And one of my friends called me and she told me, and I was like, oh my gosh. And that really just confirmed today's episode and me talking about emotional intelligence in friendships, because believe it or not, the day that my Instagram was deleted, I impromptu, I kid you not, and I did not release it yet, I filmed a YouTube video in my car, literally just
really just saying, all right, you know what, like speaking my mind, and really just, it was like a pep talk sort of thing, a pep talk slash rant of what was going on my mind. And I said to myself, I'm like, you know, I'm just going to upload this. And I had this perception of, oh, why don't I put captions on this video? Because I notice I watch TV with captions on all the time. I also notice that the way content is based, like if you're on TikTok or Instagram, you notice that everything has subtitles because not everyone's able to listen to something out loud. And sometimes, I don't know if you're like anything like me, when you can read it, you can hear it better as well. So I said to myself, I'm like, I even said it in the video too. And I recorded it on my phone. And I was like, I'm just going to subtitle this video because that way also everything that I'm saying, if you guys wanted to take notes, instead of me manually typing anything, it will just be written on the screen automatically. And so when I discovered this girl, Liz, who mentioned that she loved my channel, I saw that she has the subtitles and stuff on her video. And I'm thinking, if that is not confirmation for me, like I recorded this video, I think on the 25th, which was the day my Instagram got suspended. And I just literally discovered her on Sunday through one of my friends. And the video that she posted mentioning me was at that time posted like 9 days prior. I've never heard of her. I've never seen her. And it really inspired me and encouraged me in the best way, where I'm just like, wow, here is someone that has so many subscribers. They're so successful. And she's not afraid to be like, hey, this is a person that I like and I support and I love what this person, you know, talks about. Go check this person out. And her doing that really just reminds me of myself, a lot about myself. And I am the same way. I love to give credit where credit's due. If I'm inspired by something, someone, I love to mention it. And in the video too that I post, that I probably am going to post on YouTube, I was talking about a podcast that I was listening to with Ava Gotowski and Remy. And I don't know if I didn't mention it in the last podcast episode because I had Hannah on there. But I mentioned in my YouTube video that Ava was saying how she was in a room full of billionaires. And one thing that she noticed about them is that they were extremely resourceful, meaning they knew, they were very invested effortlessly in connecting people to each other. And this is something that I feel like is also a part of my purpose, is completely destigmatizing collaboration, like in a negative way. A lot of the times people in the social media space, they love to use these blanket terms like clout chasing and all these different things. And before I divulge into more of today's episode, what I do want to touch on is this also ties into emotional intelligence. You have to study the behaviors of people that you would consider to be, I guess, like a clout chaser or someone that's opportunistic. What's characteristic of those types of people is that any attention is good attention to them. There is no differentiation between good and bad attention. They just want attention. So it doesn't matter in how they go about doing that. It could be exploiting their life. It could be starting a fight, you know, to try and gain some sort of notoriety. It could be, put it like this, it's usually problematic. People that are always surrounded around great people, I know for me also, I do notice that there have been plenty of instances where people that are really great have DM'd me, emailed me, and let me know that, hey, I watch your channel, all these different things. And it meant so much to me because I've always wondered, like, wow, people that are so great are always drawn to me. And that's not a bad thing whatsoever. And I love that part about myself. And I really respect people that are so open with, you know, creating, you know, opportunities for other people, because I very much intend on doing the same. You know, I will support my friends in any way that I can. And the example that Ava gave in the Pretty Basic podcast is she was saying when she was in the room with those billionaires, she was so pleased to know that they were so, you know, generous in introducing her to this person and that person. And then she gave an example about how that's not really the culture in LA. She said, let's say you want to be a movie producer and your friend knows you want to be a movie producer and they have a movie producer at their house. And instead of saying, hey, why don't you two chat and talk? You know, I have my friend Ava here. She wants to get into movie producing. Here's my friend Stephanie here. She is already into movie producing and stuff. You guys should definitely, you know, exchange information and da-da-da. There's nothing wrong with that. And I think we really need to work on destigmatizing that because that is not an issue. No man is an island. Everybody needs to connect in order to, you know, get places in life. And that's not a negative thing. You know, having access to opportunities means that you belong in that room. That's what that means. So there is a very big difference between someone that's going to be like opportunistic and like clout chasing. They're usually the types of people that will be very negative and engage in negative types of situations on any platform or even on TV, whatever the case is. Those are those types of people. And I feel like it's very important for us to be able to differentiate that because people love to use the term clout chasing a little too loosely, just like they like to use the term narcissist a little too loosely without truly understanding the gravity and the characteristics of people that you would label as those things. And so, yeah, I was just super inspired by that. And I'm still going to upload my video with my captions on there. And it was so crazy to me that Liz does the same thing. And, you know, I commented back to her to let her know how grateful I was that she did that because I've never met her or spoken to her ever a day in my life. And so that really meant a lot to me. And yeah, and I'm also going to edit that video and upload that for you guys. It is very spicy because I was definitely a little heated because of the situation that happened with my Instagram. And the timing couldn't be worse because you guys know this comes out today, like Wednesday. And I was working on my deliverables for last Wednesday on Tuesday. And my Instagram got deleted on a Tuesday, so I wasn't able to promote the podcast or anything like I intended to on my Instagram page, and it's just been a nightmare. I had a live I was supposed to do in this next coming week. I can't do it because my Instagram's gone. It has been a lot, you know, but I find peace in the fact that I can't allow it to take up space in my mind because it's out of my control. And so I'm just going to live my life the way that I am. I'm grateful I have a YouTube channel. I have my podcast. I can start uploading to TikTok. There are other avenues that I have as well. And I refuse to, you know, succumb to, you know, and allow my Instagram being deleted to completely change the entire trajectory of like my life and dictate my feelings. I'm not going to do that. And that's a part of emotional intelligence, which leads me to today's...
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
Episode, okay, where I'm discussing how important it is to have establish emotional intelligence, especially in friendships. Now, to be honest, this does pertain to all areas of life, but today we're just going to talk about it as it pertains to friendships. And it is very, very important to me to support other women because that is people have this perception and this stereotype, like women are catty, all these different things. And that's not necessarily the case. And it's also not necessarily not the case. You know, there's different sides to everything. And one thing that I really like, there was a quote that I read from the Hood Healer. And she said, when you haven't accepted that what you give to the world is unique, you'll see everything as competition. And I love that she mentioned that because it's very true. We have to stop in all facets of our life feeling intimidated or being intimidated and sabotaging, you know, other opportunities and things like that for other people. That's not going to get you anywhere in life. If you know that you can help someone out and point them in the right direction, you know, I dated this guy once and he said to me, when you do good, just do it and forget about it. Don't do good in hopes of, oh, if I do this for this person, then they're going to owe me this. Or if I give this person this money now, then they're at my beck and they should be at my beck and call anytime. Or if I do this favor for this person, nobody likes people like that. Nobody. It's just, it's really ridiculous. When you're doing something out of the kindness of your heart, you do it out of the kindness of your heart. I remember when I was younger, there was this girl that I knew and she was such like a ridiculous person. She would do things like offer favors and then she'd randomly ask me for things that I actually really couldn't do. And then she'd be mad at me for it. And she was much older than me too. Like I think I was maybe like 14 and she at the time was like 18. And it was just such a weird dynamic and really made me not want to hang out with her or like her. Honestly, still to this day, if I'm really being honest with you, because I just always felt like she was putting me in positions so that I could do something for her. And I couldn't understand what the obsession was. It wasn't adding up. It has never added up to me. It still doesn't. But I've encountered people that are like that. And it's so important that when you do good things, you just do it and you let it go. I mean, if we're going to sit here and count how many things that we are doing for people in life, it's like, wow, like, you know, like, what are you expecting from that? And what that shows and highlights to me is a lack of emotional intelligence. And we have to think about the things that are required in a friendship. You know, what's required in a friendship is, you know, shared interests, you know, morals, you know, integrity. These are fundamentally things that are required in friendships, especially because I'm someone that I love hanging out with very different types of people. I'm not friends with anyone, honestly, that is identical to me because I enjoy the difference. But what I notice about all of my friendships is that we all share the same morals and integrity. And of course, we do have shared interests as well. So I noticed that and I'm like, you know what? It doesn't even matter what someone's outward appearance may be. Let's say someone is, you know, doesn't like to dress up like at all. They're just like, yeah, plain Jane sort of thing. And I like to dress up. Am I not going to be friends with that person because and assume we have nothing in common because maybe they don't, their outward appearance doesn't really match mine. Like, I don't know. I'm just using that as an example, but emotional intelligence is just very important. And also what's required in friendships is embracing change and having elasticity, being vulnerable, being supportive of one another. Because when it comes to emotional, intelligent, you know, friendships, you have to identify and understand how to meet your own needs, right? First, and process and interpret your feelings in real time. And there will be plenty of times in different friendships that you have that conflicts will arise, but it is worth the temporary pain and discomfort. It absolutely is, because that is a part of having genuine relationships. There's no such thing as not having some sort of, you know, moment where maybe you might not agree. And this is the thing. We have to get comfortable, because it's a part of human behavior, to agree to disagree. People that lack emotional intelligence are going to look like the types of people that when there's a disagreement, they either ice you out, they ignore you, maybe they have a problem with you, you're the one chasing them to figure out what it is, or they're making subliminals about you on Facebook or something, or whatever, the internet, or they are, you know, talking about you to everybody but having a conversation with you. It's just like they resort to these very immature and childlike behavior tendencies because they don't have, one, the emotional intelligence to handle conflict resolution. Vital in all of our relationships, because again, we have to be adults and be mature and say, listen, we're just, because we disagree on something or this area doesn't mean that I have to demonize your entire character. Doesn't mean we can no longer be friends. Even in friendships, think about friendships that you just have outgrown each other. Can you imagine, and this is an extreme example, but can you imagine, let's say you're in college and life just happens and you had a best friend before you went to college and she also went away. And when you guys came, you know, back from college and everything, things just weren't really the same because you guys started creating your own life. And can you imagine if one of those people, you know, started saying, oh, this person has changed, and started talking all this like nonsense about them because maybe they felt like, oh, I wish things can go back to the way that they were. Why can't we still hang out and do this and do that? And instead of just having a conversation with, you know, the friend and saying, hey, you know, I know that we went away to school and we may not be as close as we once were, but I'd still like to make time for each other and hang out with each other, you know, just to catch up on things. And it's just a conversation. And you would be very shocked to know how little people have conversations, how minimal their communication is, how ridiculous things get because people are not having conversations and they feel like, for whatever reason, this person owes me, you know, this, I'm not chasing this. There's all this pride involved, and that is not any way to build anything that is sustainable. You cannot have intimacy and vulnerability, which is required for a genuine friendship, if you're having this ego issue and this pride issue as it pertains to really expressing the way that you feel. And I was looking on Psychology Today, and it was talking about, there were questions that they had in order to understand people better. And it says, during a troubling conversation, ask, what desires and wants are part of this conversation? What concerns about the future are affecting my thoughts related to this issue? Because obviously, you know, sometimes we're thinking so far ahead of things. We have like this fear of what things could look like when we feel uncomfortable that we project that into our relationships. What power issues are impacting this conversation? And what standards am I using to make this judgment? And I love that last question because it is so true. People love to use, you know, they don't realize they have these standards, and this is a part of having successful friendships, is that the way you live your life, just because you get along with someone really well, doesn't mean that they're subjected to your standards and how to handle certain situations. And I know that that's extremely difficult, but you know, to understand sometimes, but we have to get comfortable with that. Our friends are not us, you know, they aren't. And we have to understand that and be okay with that. They're not going to handle situations the exact way we were. And where we get messed up and crossed up is we are expecting us out of people. And that is an issue because it puts you in a box where you're not able to say, listen, this person handles it the way that they handle it, and I handle it like this. That doesn't mean that I should throw this entire friendship away. That's not always the case. You have to come to a mutual understanding. And sometimes there will be times where you do agree to disagree. And that's not a bad thing either. That's being genuine. That's being honest. And holding space for those types of things is crucial when it comes to building friendships. All the time people are asking me, Aisha, how do you build friendships? How do you make friends? All these things. Well, it can start as surface level as, you know, there are groups for everything, right? You can go on Facebook. I don't have one, but I always hear about Facebook groups and stuff. So you can join a fashion group or a hiking group, and never allow your longing and deep desire for building friendships allow you to accept the wrong type of attention. Because, I mean, it's really the collateral damage of making the wrong friendships. It really can be very damaging and disheartening. It really can. So you have to really be mindful, especially for my angels that are over the age of 25. Your frontal lobe is fully developed now. It's time to start making rational decisions. You have to really understand that these things have to be present in order to make these successful relationships. You find common ground with someone, even if you make friends going to an exercise class. I'm telling you, it's just super easy. You start to build a routine. You see this person coming in all the time. You can compliment them, and not in a fake way, but in a genuine way. Oh, hey, I love your sneakers. Where did you actually get those? Because I do want sneakers, the right sneakers to wear when I'm running or when I'm doing HIIT training, whatever the case is. And then you can say, hey, like after a while, hey, do you have Instagram or whatever? Like, you know, or do you want to like grab a coffee sometime? Like, you know what I mean? Anything. It's really not as hard as people make it to be. And one thing that I do want to touch on that may be a little bit of an unpopular opinion is the types of friends you make are very important. And what I mean by that is, let's say that your entire friendship is predicated on going to the next party, doing this event, doing that. That's not a genuine friendship. And when you turn around, you realize you don't know this person. And in moments where you're having, you know, you're dealing with emotional uncomfortability, or you just need someone, a shoulder to cry on, you know, you turn around and you realize, oh, well, you've only partied and drank and done all these other activities with this individual. What do you guys have to connect on a deeper level? There has to be, friendships are multifaceted. They can't be predicated on one thing only. Even trauma bonding in friendships. You ever notice that some people's friendships are just based on gossiping, talking about people? Some people become friends over their hatred over someone or something. That is not a solid foundation for a sustainable friendship. Sustainable friendships are forged with understanding that, hey, I have this activity that I like. You have that activity that you like. We have activities that we both like. I'm on my healing journey. You may be on yours at a different time. That's okay. I accept you for what you're, you know, for what it is that you're doing. And just being very flexible. People that lack emotional intelligence are not flexible people. These types of people are very, very stagnant, and they don't handle change well. So even in that example that I gave, as it pertains to going to college and, you know, even having other friends, emotionally unintelligent people would view that as threatening. Well, why are you hanging out with this person? Instead of saying, hey, there's room for everyone, it's why are you disrupting what I'm used to in this dynamic? And they're very rigid. And that's why people like that, it's very difficult to be friends with people like that, because they are holding you to their standards, their judgments of what is needed to validate their feelings of significance in a relationship, and that's not healthy. And now, the thing is, how do you know if someone is highly intelligent? Well, they handle criticism without denial, blame, or excuses, right? They're open-minded. They're good listeners. They don't sugarcoat the truth. And they also apologize when they're wrong. This is vital. I don't understand people that say, oh, you'll never get an apology out of me. And it's one thing to do something and actually not be sorry for it. Like, I understand that. But if you genuinely love somebody and you care about that dynamic, you're going to do what it takes to make sure that that person is understanding where you're coming from. You're going to also apologize for how you made them feel because you know that that wasn't your intention. You don't have to turn it into, there shouldn't be an ego involved. It doesn't need to be, huh, well, I meant what I said, oh well, and you just can't handle this. It's like, no, listen, I do feel strongly about what it is that I said, but I care about you and I love you genuinely, and I am sorry for how I delivered this message. I'm sorry that it made you feel this way because that was not my intention whatsoever. And I do accept and take responsibility for hurting your feelings. I would love to have a discussion about this so that we can unpack how to avoid this happening again, this type of miscommunication, because the last thing I want to do is hurt the people that I genuinely love and care about. Something like that. And what's interesting, I saw this quote that said, anyone can become angry, that is easy, but to be angry with the right person to the right degree at the right time for the right purpose and in the right way, that is not easy. And I love that quote because it's so true. People are going through different things in their life, and a very, very toxic person cannot be a good friend or partner to anybody, especially because a part of emotional intelligence requires self-awareness. And people that are not self-aware, and there is no age, you know, limit on this at all, okay? You can be 18, which is more, you know, understandable, and you could be 50 years old, okay? It really just depends on when you make the decision to say, okay, let me sit back and reflect on building better relationships. This is very important. This is just as important as having a romantic relationship, if that's something that you want to be in. And the reason why is because you cannot be a good partner if you're not a good friend. And you can't be a good friend or partner if you're not good to yourself. And people that ignore their own wants and needs, they externalize that with other people. So if they are not meeting their own needs, they're going to outsource that and expect that from other people. And that will always lead to disappointment because you're putting too much pressure and the wrong pressure on people to fill voids and sides of yourself that you need to fill in yourself. That's what is at the end of the day. And there are multiple factors involved in emotional intelligence as well, which is, you know, social competence and social awareness and relationship management. And like I said, self-awareness and self-management. And just to touch on self-management, because it is directly tied into emotional intelligence, it's your ability to channel your self-awareness into a positive mold. You know, the idea is not to lose control of yourself and to have the self-management skills to manage your emotional state in a positive way. It's having that self-management puts you in the driver's seat where you're not at the mercy of, you know, acting on impulse at whatever emotion it is that you feel. Because like I've said in a previous podcast, your feelings are valid, but they're not always real. And you have to be able to understand that. You can feel the way that you feel, but that doesn't mean that it's actually real, the reality all of the time. And that's the bottom line. And it takes, again, emotional intelligence to draw that conclusion. It takes emotional intelligence to understand that, you know, just because someone is friends with someone else doesn't mean that, oh, well, they don't want to be my friend anymore. I guess they really just don't see the value in me anymore. It's just, it's not that black and white. People that are emotionally intelligent usually are people that get along well with others. They're able to accept other people, you know, into their lives without it being non-threatening. They're able to discern people's personalities better. They're able to deal with conflict resolution a lot better. And it's not this whole black and white thing where as soon as they experience something that they don't like, it is all hell breaks loose in those types of dynamics. And as women, it is so important that we have this present in our lives. I am obsessed. I'm reading so many books on emotional intelligence. You guys know I love reading so much. And I read about probably two books a month. And it's just, for me, this has become so, you know, vital, because I realize as a society how much we are lacking in this department. And this is going to help us in all facets of our life, because it takes self-discovery and it will enable you to begin that self-mastery within yourself so that you can start to build genuine connections. And this bleeds into your romantic dynamics as well, which makes it a little easier to be more logical over having emotion. We as human beings are definitely emotional people, but having that emotional intelligence really just puts us in the driver's seat in all of our dynamics so that we're just not at the mercy of always acting on how it is that we feel. You don't need to convince people to not like a certain person. You don't need to be threatened by someone doing something that you like. You know, like I was talking to my mom the other day and I was like, oh, there's this girl that I met in my church and I really want her to be on my podcast. And I just love our conversations. I love her brain. She's so intelligent. And I said, it would be awesome what if she got inspired by being on my podcast and she was like, hey, like I want to start a podcast. Now, she doesn't have any sort of like social media following really like that. And wouldn't it be silly and ridiculous of me to be like, I'm not going to offer her that opportunity, because what if she does something and then she blows up, all this different stuff? Why would I be worried about that? Even if she did decide to start a podcast and do that, so what? There's room for all of us. And it takes intelligence, emotional intelligence, to understand that there is room for all of us. Do not buy into people saying this is oversaturated, da-da-da-da-da-da. I don't want to hear it. It's giving ridiculous. Enough, okay? Enough. I don't want, and I'm saying this honestly, I do not want anyone following me on any of my platforms that is not emotional intelligent, that is not at least striving for that emotional intelligence, because I truly don't know why you would even be interested in me if this is not something that you agree with, because this is a part of quality, being a quality queen. What are you saying right now? Okay, I want to make that very clear, because this is so important to me to actually put you guys onto things that I've discovered that really help to shift and change your mind. I mean, seriously, the mind is such a powerful thing. And when you are in a transformative state, every single thing matters. Your environment, what you listen to, the shows you watch really, really do matter. They're all planting seeds. Okay. And this is so important. The first thing you do when you wake up is so important, which is why no one ever in life says, when I wake up, what helps me to have an incredibly successful day is I wake up and I hop on social media. I've never in my life heard a single person saying that ever. And having that self-mastery and self-awareness, okay, will require us to be more emotional intelligent. And this is going to help us build those long-lasting friendships. And also just understand that sometimes friendships end, and that's completely okay. Not every single person that you encounter is meant to be in your life forever. But what I do want to encourage you guys to do is to not take it personal. Everyone is on their own journey and in their own respective paths. And not everything is about us all the time, as much as we may think that it is. It really isn't. And it's really easy to look at things through a very jaded lens. It's very easy to think that everything, this person wore this shirt because I wore it. This person posted this photo because I posted this photo. It's just very easy to do that. And especially on the in the internet space, you know, people are always feeling like this person's copying this and this and that. It's like, enough is enough, all right? Let me just help you right now. There is nothing new under the sun. Okay, so just let's just leave that right where it is. There's nothing new under the sun. It doesn't matter if you have right now, if you were to give a speech in class, and you, let's say your teacher said everyone is going to write an essay on the topic of, let's see, oh my God, I'm drawing blank here, on the topic of how social media can help enhance your business. Every single person in that class has the same topic, and they're going to write it in a different way, right? Hello? Yeah, they are. So when people are so small-minded that
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
They feel like there's no space for others to do something similar or even do the same thing. And, oh my God, that's going to, you know, knock me out of the competition. Really just highlights that person's insecurities, doesn't it? It doesn't matter. You can even give some people the exact recipe. People choose who they're going to be, you know, following, subscribing to. And that's why I say, look at Rihanna. She has a skincare line. She's now getting back into singing. Amazing song, by the way. I love it. Lift Me Up. Oh, love it. And people could have told her, Rihanna, sorry, but no one really cares about a celebrity making another makeup brand. And here she is, completely changed her financial status, getting into fashion as a singer, literally put her singing career to the side, got herself out of bankruptcy, or yeah, whatever she was dealing with her accountant who was stealing money from her, and completely shifted her life and did it on her own terms. People could have easily written her off and been like, girl, what are you doing? This is ridiculous. You shouldn't be doing that. It's oversaturated. And no, instead, she changed and revolutionized, okay, the entire makeup game as a celebrity, someone that was a singer and that is a singer. So think about that. There's room for all of us. And I always say, I'm just a girl trying to build a longer table and never a fence. I don't believe in building up fences, blocking people's blessings. That doesn't do anything good for anybody. And I believe in what you sow is what you reap. And there is no such thing as spewing out negativity, being mean, and engaging in things. No matter how upset or hurt you may feel at different life circumstances, I hate to say it, but you're not the only one going through things. And that's not discrediting you. That's not invalidating what you're feeling. But there is something to be said about people that endure uncomfortable, you know, life situations, and they rise above it. And they don't have to tear people down in the midst of, you know, because they're angry and all these different things. And I am someone that lives my life like that, where I don't respond to negativity. I care about all of the friendships and things like that that I have. I want to nurture those dynamics. I do nurture those dynamics. I am honest with my friends. I'm transparent with my friends. And that's why I've been able to have these successful relationships for many, many years, is because that's how I model my life. And it's important that we subscribe to and accept knowledge from people that are actually living the life that, you know, that makes sense. You know, I'm talking about subjects that I live, you know. I have multiple successful relationships in my life. I'm currently in a romantic relationship as well. And these are things that I take very serious because it shows my character. And it's in moments of extreme adversity and discomfort that really highlights anyone's character. So anytime, even when you're in a friend group and things like that, you have to pay attention to how you feel. When you leave that friend group, do you feel like, oh my gosh, like I feel like they're all talking about me behind my back? Do you feel like people are, you know, being, you know, mean to you or trying to sabotage you from certain, experiences, whatever the case is? Like, pay attention to those feelings and actually make sure that they are real and that they're not just, well, your feelings and insecurities, because there is very much a such thing as that. Like I said, like, not all of our feelings are going to be valid. Are going to be real all the time, but they are valid to us, but they're not always going to be real. Just because you feel a certain way about it, about something, doesn't mean that that was that person's intention, you know? And that's what I think is important to identify. And these are all major aspects of having that emotional intelligence in friendships, and even just briefly touching on romantic dynamics. Being able to have that elasticity and understand that, hey, like, this person may have, been working overtime or something, so they texted me a little bit later than normal, or maybe this person's going through something right now and they're being a little less communicative. I'll reach out, let them know I'm here for them, but I'm not going to start attacking them. Why are you being silent right now? Oh, so I guess you never really liked me anyway. Like, it really is giving, like, a problem. And that people that are problematic are not people you want to be friends with, and they're not capable of building sustainable friendships. These are going to be people usually also that are always talking about how they don't trust people, how they, you know, they find it incredibly difficult to make friends because, you know, maybe they think that people are very fake, which basically insinuates that they think that they are so real that I guess everyone else is fake. And these are not things that are positive to subscribe to, because it's in human nature that we need community. You don't look cool being by yourself. You need community. You need to open up. You got to be vulnerable. You got to be honest. You got to be transparent. That's what's going to get you far in life. And everyone has a different story, different struggle. So no judgment, but it's very important that we subscribe to people that are going to be positive and that we essentially want to model our life after. Because I'm going to say this, and it's very opinionated, but I hope I'm wrong. I do. I saw the other day that, like, Nicki Minaj was, I guess, bullying this other rapper girl named Latto or something. And I have to say, I was extremely disappointed in Nicki yet again, because I think her career is just very interesting, because instead of being, you know, the extremely talented, you know, trailblazer that she is, she almost always takes issue with other up-and-coming women that are rappers. And I was very disappointed in how she treated Cardi B. Cardi B was new into the industry, vocalized that she really liked, looked up to Nicki Minaj. And the thing is, I don't know a single person. I also could be wrong because I don't really listen to rap and hip hop, but I don't know a single person that ever tried to really copy Nicki Minaj that is actually well known right now. I don't know one. So for Nicki to feel threatened by Cardi and start an issue with Cardi, or because think about it logically, why would Cardi B come into the industry brand new and randomly start a problem with Nicki Minaj? You know what I mean? Is it possible? Of course. But that doesn't really make sense. Wouldn't you rather be Nicki's friend than her enemy? That doesn't make any sense. Why is it that Nicki is always choosing to bully people all the time? And to me, that is a strong insecurity that it seems like she has, where she has to oversell how she's the number one, she's the confident one, she deserves this, she deserves that. She doesn't realize she's just eroding at her career because she's unpleasant to be in connection with, because she's very, very problematic, it seems like, where she's always getting into these spats with people, especially women, and she's not realizing, Nicki, if you're the trendsetter and you're the, you know, the head girl rapper, why aren't you taking these people under your wing and saying, hey, like, I'd love to help show you the ropes of the industry. I know what it's like to have to pave my way through things when there were not many opportunities. And I created that path so that it makes it easier for all of you, instead of kind of bullying people and hazing them into things. Like, you have to be very mindful of people who feel like you got to struggle to get to where you need to be. I don't like people like that, because they are always going to discredit others because they are constantly looking for ways to invalidate why other people deserve the things that they have. So if your path wasn't their path, or it wasn't up to their standards, on they didn't feel like you have struggled enough, then you didn't really work hard for it like that. Who are you? And so for Nicki, instead of just taking these women under her wing and saying like, hey, like, I'm gonna show you the ropes, that's like Martin Luther King Jr. fighting for our rights as Black people and then being like, oh, well, now I'm gone, you guys better figure it out for yourselves, not my problem. It's like, no, he started that path, paved that way to make life easier for us. Can you imagine if he decided, oh, well, I mean, obviously we know he was assassinated, but can you imagine if, like, he was just thinking, well, you guys got to start from the bottom now and you got to struggle like how I did. Like, that doesn't make sense. And people really need to let things like that go, because it's not, at this big age, it's not cool. It's showing you have trauma to be so vindictive and mean and bullying people, all like almost entering into your 40s. It's really ridiculous. And that type of behavior tells me that you're not happy and your career isn't fulfilling you. Because what's going on that you are stooping to this level? Hurt people, and happy people just don't do certain things. And that pertains to every facet in life. So I love you, angels. That is the end of this podcast episode. Okay. There are many, many books. I'm going to include some books that I'm reading to help with this, help cultivate emotional intelligence into the show notes of this episode. So make sure that you check that out, because I really want to encourage you guys to start thinking about this, because it is so vital and will really help to build successful relationships in every single facet of our lives. So with that being said, angels, I love you so much, and I will speak to you guys in my next episode. Mwah.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? they're also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.